The radiance falls on all of us, and we are nothing without each other. Instead, I flew back to Oregon, and as I watched the evergreens and rain come back into view, I just drank many tiny bottles of airplane feel sorry for yourself. I thought about how if I was a writer, I was some kind of misfit writer. What I'm saying is I flew back to Oregon without a book deal, without an agent, and with only a head full and heart full of memories of having sat so near the beautiful writers. Memory was the only prize I allowed myself. And yet, at home, in the dark, back in my underwear, I could still hear their voices. They said, "Don't listen to anyone who tries to get you to shut up or change your story." They said, "Give voice to the story only you know how to tell." They said, "Sometimes telling the story is the thing that saves your life." Now I am, as you can see, the woman over 50. And I'm a writer. And I'm a mother. And I became a teacher. Guess who my favorite students are? Although it didn't happen the day that dream letter came through my mailbox, I did write a memoir called The Chronology of Water.